we begin again. Allow me, if you will, to take you on a journey to a town that may resemble your own. This town, though, nestled in between mountains found in the Pacific Northwest, is not real. You won't find it on any maps. No stories or picture books of its pristine landscape and charm. For the sake of this story, it's an amalgamation of all small friendly towns that defined America before the all-consuming expansion of the information age. A Springfield. Except that it's not. It's Kolok. For reasons that you may one day discover. I am your tour guide, your unreliable narrator, game master, if you like, your chauffeur on the cerebral highway. You, podcast listeners, are my passengers. This show is recorded live weekly on twitch.tv/hyperRPG and encourages viewership participation. Members of the audience, passengers, make up the town of Kolok and its surrounding areas. So please, buckle up and enjoy the show.
Hello, and welcome to Kolok, America's heart. Life is generally easy in Kolok. The spirit of our small town is built around enjoying life, despite our technological empire. Kolok is like Paris. Art, music, and treasures of life are not just incidental. They are central to the spirit of our little town. This is a special gift for visitors and those who live in our vast green valley. Kolok's natural beauty can be thanked to the peaks that tower over us in our four corners, shielding us from the elements. Spend the day at Crater Lake, fed by the ever-flowing Riley River. America's heart. Enjoy our historic Main Street, or take a tour of our world-famous Shepherd's Winery. My favorite. Kolok prides itself in being a world leader in renewable energy and advanced medicine. All thanks to our most famous attraction, Synchronicity Tech. Many new families find their home in Kolok. Brought in to fill one of the country's most exciting genetic research facilities, many open roles. Science is at the very soul of Kolok, unlike anywhere else in the world. Gated by nature itself. You found yourself back at the start.
Prologue. 7 p.m. Monday, March 18th, 1991. The sun has gone down, but he sits with merely the light of his cul-de-sac street lamp illuminating his cluttered desk. It's not much, but it's enough to see what needs to be seen. He knows the contents well. It would not matter even if it was shrouded in complete darkness. He looks upon it, not to discover new information, to reveal something that had not been revealed. So its visibility matters not. The desktop's contents serve as a vacuum for his anger. But the bag is nearly full. The seams are about to burst. When the bag blows, the anger disperses in all directions, without purpose. The vacuum can only contain him for so long. He has people he cares about, he thinks. Maybe it's best to focus it. Keep those around him safe, he thinks. He can't remember the last time he spoke to her. Exactly what day. But he can remember the way she smelled. The look on her face as she held back tears. Her eyes swollen red. Not from sadness, but from anger. He doesn't remember everything she said. But he remembers the way her mouth moved as she said it. His body stunned by her power. Power he neglected to recognize. His last memory of her, in awe of her presence and her willpower. He knows that her last memory of him being one of shame and the recipient of her said anger. He deserved it. He knows it. He was bad to her. He didn't even recognize how bad he had been until she was gone. He played a part that he thought he had to play, basing his knowledge on his divorced parents and his influential friends as ignorant as himself. He treated her as a prize, an accomplishment, his initials next to a high score. She left him, as he knew deep down she should. Only then, though, did he notice her strength, her individuality. That his life was believed to only have value with someone like her next to him, but her life pushed on, perhaps even better without him next to her. He watched from afar in awe as she would sneak out of her house, drive somewhere far away, only coming back just before sunrise. He watched from afar as she had friends he had never known of, from all walks of life. He watched from afar as she fell in love. At first, his guilt, his insecurities, led him to try and confront the other. He would call his house, drain him of all the things that he had to say, and always hanging up. He knew his insecurity would lead him to say something ignorant, something hateful. What he really wanted to say was, please, treat her like a person. Don't treat her like I did. But he knew even that was selfish. The best thing he could do for her is to just accept his failure, learn from it, and move on. Trust that this Marcus Bennett could treat her better than he ever did. So he did. He moved on. He can't remember when or how, but he did. That being said, no one can, though. All of them had forgotten. Days. Forgotten. Something. He remembers when he first heard the news. The day Principal Jenkins' funeral was held. The whole town was there, but not Rachel. He wanted to ask Marcus, but he knew he shouldn't. She had her own life. Let it go, he thought. He has to let it go. Then the search started. For little Lenny, her father, her best friend, Sky. They came to him. The police. Of course they did. The crazed ex-boyfriend who got into loads of arguments with Sky in public, who could be confirmed by Rachel's mom to have called their house many nights after the breakup. The boy who still had pictures of the missing girl hanging in his locker. Of course, they came to him. He didn't do it. Deep down, he could feel it, like a phantom limb. Something just outside of his peripheral vision. This had nothing to do with him, but it had something to do with Marcus. And so, the obsession began anew. Marcus Bennett, who didn't show back up to school after the funeral. Marcus Bennett, the perfect rich kid. Marcus Bennett, who was supposed to be better for her. He should have been better, have known better. He should have seen the Marcus that was not to be trusted. This is still his fault, he thinks. He has to make it right, he thinks. Flick. Sammy, why are you sitting in the dark? It's time for dinner. Sammy turns quickly, using his body to block the view of his desktop. Yeah, Mom. I'll be right there. The door remains open. As his mother walks back down the hall, he waits, watching her leave, his view just out of sight, before turning, taking his pocket knife. He opens the window facing the cul-de-sac, climbs out, leaving the scraped-up photos of Marcus Bennett's face behind. Best to focus it, he thinks. Don't want the bag to burst. And for anyone else to get hurt. Before we continue down this path, maybe we should check in on our passengers, see how they are feeling. What events have been shaping them? Are they okay? We'll start with Sky Hawkins.
When I was a kid, I had a tiny toy car, and I took it everywhere. In the driver's seat was Ernie from Sesame Street. He was my favorite because he always had to deal with grumpy people, and he never let it get him down. The car was brightly colored, and its wheels were incredibly fast. From tabletops to grocery store shelves, my little Ernie car had put in its fair share of mileage, but he'd never gone underwater. One day, I was walking by my pet fish, Oscar. He was my first pet. I always imagined us taking on the world together, a girl and her fish. Then after a life of adventure, we'd retire in my rainbow treehouse. I was four, okay, so my dreams were a little bit unrealistic. Oscar was a bit of a grouch. I really love Sesame Street. He sat in his tank all day, so lonely with no one to play with. Mom said he preferred it that way, but I was convinced Oscar needed a friend, and I took this opportune moment to work on his social skills. I introduced Oscar to his new BFF Ernie, and left Ernie in the fish tank so he could get acquainted. This meant I wouldn't be able to play with Ernie anymore, but it was a sacrifice I was willing to make for Oscar's happiness. The next day, I ran to see the fish tank to see how everyone was doing, and Ernie was there smiling in his little metallic car. And Oscar, well, Oscar wasn't moving. Immediately, I knew something was wrong. I ran to get Mom, desperate to save Oscar. When she saw what I had done, she sat me down for the first time and explained what happens when someone dies. I remember being shocked as tears flooded my eyes, knowing Oscar was never coming back. She told me, some people leave this world when it's their time to go, and that's okay. But no one else should ever decide when that time is. It's not their choice to make. She told me Oscar had gotten sick from the metal in Ernie's car, and that had poisoned the water that he needed to live. I remember bawling my eyes out, knowing what I had done was so permanent. I killed my pet fish, Oscar. That day I learned, no matter what my intentions are, life is fragile. That was the first and only time I had ever killed anything, until now. I stopped believing in the reality I was in. I chose to become a killer not because I wanted to, but because I had lost everything that was real to me. My world, my family, my friends, even my own body. I let the world around me poison my soul. I sat too long in this corrupted tank and metal seeping into my skin, destroying the person I thought I was. There was no consequences. There was nothing outside of the nightmare I was trapped in. Nothing was real, so I killed a man. I paid a debt I was forced into. I ended a vicious cycle that took my best friend's life. To be honest, I was ready to die in that other world. Technically, I was already dead, at least on the inside. So what did it matter? But now I have a second chance, and I don't deserve it.
Thank you, Sky Hawkins. Billy Baker.
Journal. I think we actually did something right for a change. We worked together and got Sky back in her body, and we also used Tibby to heal all of us, so we're in good shape now. I guess I should be happier. I just can't help but notice things go a lot more smoothly when I stay back. Maybe the team might be better off without me. And now I've roped Tibby into this mess. He's probably not going to handle knowing that his powers drain life from someone in another dimension very well. Lately I've been wondering if I should just make my own reality where none of this matters. But then I think, does it matter here anyway? I see all these patterns, shapes, numbers, words, faces. They're supposed to have meaning to me. But ever since I learned that they could mean whatever I want them to mean, I feel like they lost their importance. Nothing really feels anchored right now. It's all just floating around aimlessly.
Thank you, Billy Baker. Mickey Jones.
Being alone in this apartment is strange. It's not like I haven't been left here alone before, but this time is different. Everything's right where he left it. Of course, he had no idea he wasn't going to be coming back for a while. It's surprisingly clean, but that's thanks to Mom. She even started lighting candles to make it smell nice. A few more weeks with her, and this place would have been filled with live plants and flowers. She always did like decorating. I can tell where they are. Heading east, probably stopping at all the landmarks. She's probably talking Dad's ear off by now. Of course, I'm sure he doesn't mind. He's seen it all before. With me. Driving across the country with him was the last time I remember seeing him smile. All this time I thought he was doing terrible things for Synchronity. He was trying to stop them. I'm not sure he knew what was going to happen to Rachel when he started following her, or why only shoes were ever left behind. But it doesn't matter anyway, since he doesn't remember. But I think that I needed to know that. He's still done bad things, but he's not a bad guy. And now I have to figure out a way to bring him home. I'm going to start pulling double shifts at the theater. I don't have a lot of time before I'm late on the bills. They always start with the water. Which is funny, because I feel like I'm drowning. I don't know for how much longer I can keep up.
Thank you. Mickey Jones. Marcus Bennett.
I had to say goodbye to Rachel. I didn't know when, and exactly that moment that it happened. I don't know if it was when she disappeared, and it was very clear that she wasn't going to return. Or if I saw a person that looked exactly like her, but looking directly in her eyes, knew that it wasn't truly her. But whatever reason, she's gone. Whether she's gone from our lives, or gone from people's memories, or even gone in this world or dimension. It's a closed case. It's over. Sure, there's still going to be questions of what happened to her now that memories are out there of her. And I'm sure some of those questions are going to be directed my way. But I think one of the hardest things, but one of the things I'm going to have to do is move on. There's no bringing her back. And there's no trying to convince a body that I thought was her to try to be like her. That's a person that has their own life, just as I have mine. It's been a crazy one. Traveling worlds, gaining powers. I can look into people's memories, see the past. But what's strange is that now that I have the ability to see everyone else's past just by touching them, I want to move forward. I want normal again. And the weirdest thing is, even when going through some of these wild and weird and crazy adventures, being around Sky and Mickey and sometimes Billy, that's about as normal as sometimes I can get. Maybe I should check back in with Mallory. He always felt normal. Maybe I should even see how Sammy's doing. I'm sure he's probably getting affected by all this too. And I can't believe I'm saying this, but damn, I miss that squirrel. Sketchy. Come home, man.
Thank you, Marcus Bennett. We begin again. 8 p.m., March 18th. Sky Hawkins awakes in the Prime Universe. Our universe. Standing before her are what we can only assume she believes to be her friends. Mickey Jones, Marcus Bennett, Billy Baker, Agent Perry Bucket, and alone in the corner filled with dread, Tibby Devon. She awakens in what can only be described as a locker room converted into some sort of medical bay. This whole facility, an abandoned school 20 miles outside of Kolok, currently being used as a secret office for the FBI. Sky Hawkins, are you okay?
I'm okay.
She's awake.
We did it.
Oh my god, it's so good to see you again. Like you.
I can't believe I have my body back. This is crazy. Thank you, guys.
Feels good to get something right, for once.
It's good to have you back, Sky, but I'm gonna check on Tibby.
I think that's good. You should probably get away from me.
Yeah.
Sorry. Was there a trash can around?
Yes.
I'd like to grab Billy and put him in the trash can.
Roll your fight, difficulty of 3.
What, 3? Come on.
That's all it's gonna take.
Oh, no. How many?
Sky Hawkins has 6 tokens.
Really?
I'm gonna use 1.
Sky Hawkins quickly lifts off the table, grabs Billy Baker, and throws him into a large aluminum trash can.
That's for wrecking my first body, Billy.
Alright, yeah, I deserve that.
Alright, we're even. Sort of.
No, you still owe me, like, a lot of... You can throw me in any trash can you want from now on. I get it.
Cool.
Mind you, this is the trash can they've been using for the medical bay. It's currently filled with bloody rags and all sorts of supplies that you shouldn't necessarily be in a trash can around. Please roll your brains for me. Difficulty of 6.
Cool. 2.
You have 7 tokens available, Billy Baker.
I'm good.
Billy Baker, as he climbs out of the trash can, finds 1 needle inserted into his right leg.
Ugh, that's probably not good.
Used. What do you do, Billy Baker?
I take out the needle, but I'm gonna go talk to Tibby.
Tibby sits in the corner, his eyes wide, his face looking down at the ground. He's not moving. He appears to be rocking a little bit, shaking back and forth.
You saw...
Huh? What?
You saw...
Huh?
You saw a sky. And... It wasn't this one, was it?
I just killed somebody. I felt it. I didn't like it. Sky, okay? Sky, are you okay?
I'm okay.
I'm Tibby. Do you remember me?
I do.
Hi.
Thank you.
Yeah, she's good thanks to you.
This was the right thing.
You're a hero, yeah. Tibby.
Agent Perry Bucket walks over and places a hand on Tibby's shoulder. It was the right thing. You did good, Tibby. Okay. Is that how it works? I could see it. It was like to fix you. I saw someone else being taken apart while I was putting you back together. I don't know where, but it was you. I feel like I saved you and killed you at the same time, and it's really weird and conflicting. I'm sorry.
No, it's okay. This is the world I belong in. All those other me's, I don't think they matter as much.
We won't ask you to do it ever again.
Okay. I want to help the world. I want to make things better. I want to be like Wolverine without stabbing people. This sucks!
I think this power is new, right? For all of us? Maybe we just take it one thing at a time. Maybe learn on smaller things and see how this all affects us in the end. You're doing a good job, Tibby. Just take a deep breath.
It may be new for you all, but it's not new for us.
So are you guys gonna, like, train us now, or what does this mean?
I don't believe so, but my director did seem to know that you were coming and did nothing to stop it.
Like... We're gonna be like the X-Men?
No.
And you guys are gonna teach us?
Maybe we can help you understand.
If your colleagues had powers, why didn't you have powers?
I do. Has Marcus not told you?
We're synced up.
That's your power?
You're synced up?
Well, I mean, like...
Mickey and I, we were synced up too, right?
I can influence others through hypnotization. Once that has been done, I create a bond with that individual and can telepathically communicate with them.
It's like sketchy, but as a human.
Who is sketchy?
Oh, my squirrel.
He's got powers like you.
Yeah, he talks to me as well, just like you do. Well, his is not more so much in my head. It's just that when he's around, he can talk and I can understand him like I would understand a human.
You know, that one still sounds strange out loud.
So you're really? Saying that there's an animal who's been affected by these things as well?
I don't know if it's he's affected or if maybe that's my power that I can hear him. You know, like an Aquaman, but like a squirrel.
Do you remember the dude? Cats?
Yes.
It was Sketchy who saved us.
Yeah. He called the squirrel army. Took them all out. Was
that
beautiful.
Wasn't an illusion.
No.
I thought that was a manifestation of one of your abilities.
Have you seen a cat around here since?
Well, I understand, but even the cats, though they had power over the woman, I assumed. Interesting.
I think you guys have been looking at this on a person-by-person level.
Yes.
But I think what we need to realize here is that maybe this whole town has some weird thing going on here.
It does. I wish I could tell you. There's...
You're not from Kolok, right?
No.
So it's not just our town where people can have powers.
Not exactly.
This is a worldwide thing?
No.
Is it a universe thing?
One moment. Agent Bucket closes his eyes. He appears to be focusing on something. But he just remains completely still, standing, motionless.
Am I connected with whatever he's doing right now?
No, you are not.
All right.
It appears that whatever connection that you have with him is when he chooses.
Oh. I'm disconnected right now. I can't get into service.
Is he okay? What's he doing?
I wish I could tell you, Tib.
Isn't this that old abandoned school outside of town? I thought this place was haunted.
Are ghosts really your biggest worry right now?
Are we ghosts? Is that how this works?
I mean, technically,
kinda we are, yeah.
More like zombies?
We were like dead, and we're not.
I was really dead. I was like dead.
Whoa.
But you brought her back, Tibbs.
This is so much to take in.
It is a lot. But all that matters is that...
I'm sorry I was giving you such a hard time, Billy. I can see now that this much power is really hard. It's a lot.
Yeah, we gotta be careful when we use it. We really gotta, like, think. But...
You're like the most fucked up person I know. I mean, you're my best friend, but you're like seriously the most fucked up person I know. This is too much for you to handle. We need to get this out of you.
Yeah. Do you have any ideas for how to do that, though?
Maybe I can heal it.
Heal his power?
I don't know.
Well, if healing is you taking someone else and putting them... in me, then maybe you could.
I don't think I take someone else's... How do I say this? I don't think I take their essence. I think I take their body. Like, what makes them them. I take that from them to remake her. So, and to heal you all, oh, that means every time I healed you all, another one of you died.
Well, luckily we're the best and the coolest of all of us.
I don't believe that, Billy. You're crazy.
This is the prime universe, so...
What's that mean?
That means that we are the center. That everything else is an extension of what this is. So, they're all just variations out there. We've seen some of them ourselves. Some of them aren't that good.
Yet to
did
the
you,
year...
Did you see variations of me?
I don't remember.
You probably didn't. You'd remember me if you did.
Probably.
That's right.
Tibby, you're not the only one struggling with this. Before I knew what my power did, we hopped... I don't even remember how many times.
Yeah.
One of us died.
And you can see sometimes the consequences of hopping around.
Maybe there's some, like, planning we can do.
Wait, I couldn't fix your legs.
Yeah, it's not really... Something that you can fix.
blocking it.
What?
And if that's the same thing that gave you powers, I can't fix it.
It's all right, Tammy. I'm gonna break you out.
How did you even lose your legs?
I jumped to get to Sky. But I knew that I wasn't gonna be able to totally come back the same way. But it was important, so I did it.
If we plan better, we could maybe do this the right way. Mickey, you can like see other people in like other dimensions, right?
Yeah.
And if there's like infinite numbers of dimensions, and every time you and I mess with stuff, we're killing other versions. Maybe Mickey can find the bad ones and we can kill those guys. We could heal people and bring in whatever reality bullshit I can do, but we can make sure the ones that are dying deserve to.
What do you mean, like? That seems really messed up, Billy.
It is messed up. I don't believe anybody deserves to die, but...
Do you, though? Like, okay, can we all take a little bit? I've known Billy since he woke up. And...
Can we talk about this in private?
Oh, guys, no, Billy's my best friend.
Aww.
But I've always kind of felt like I have to protect him a little bit. Not from other things, because Billy's tough. He's a tough kid. He was in a coma, but he's kind of a danger to himself and others. He doesn't see things like we do. And I wonder sometimes if he even knows what is actually bad and what is actually good. And I'm really worried about... I'm worried about you, man. I don't mean that in like I want to kiss you way. I mean that in like...
No, gross.
You're my friend.
I know.
And I'm worried about you having that much power.
I know what you think you're saying. And maybe you're right to a degree. But I'm learning... And you guys are helping me. I don't always know, like... I feel like some stuff you gotta learn as you grow up, and I didn't get to grow up, really. So I don't understand when some people are, like, upset about things. But the more I live, the more it makes sense.
You missed out on a lot.
I'll figure it out. I need your help.
I think maybe we hold off on killing people.
Yeah, I think that's a good idea, Billy. And also, maybe don't recommend killing people when we're inside an FBI base.
It's not... It's other dimension... Bad people.
I don't know, man. Maybe these are multi-dimensional FBI. We don't know.
Very true.
Like, he's just standing there with his eyes rolled back in his head. This isn't normal.
Yeah.
Nothing is. How did... You were in a TV.
I guess that's kind of my thing now.
Yeah. Where was that?
It was in the grotto. It was in a different place. I've been there before. I was stuck in that room for days. I didn't think anyone was coming for me.
Where's the grotto?
I don't know. When I was in the other world, we found it through this person who was able to see, like, I don't know, she was able to see the door that none of us could see. We went down a flight of stairs. It's in a different place that we can't even reach on our own. But it seems like that's where a higher power is. That's where my contract was tied to.
I'm going to have two characters roll brains right now. Sky Hawkins, roll your brains, difficulty of 4. Mickey Jones, roll your brains, difficulty of 4. Both of you have access to information that I can help relay in this moment.
5 and 8.
Something of importance that you might remember is these individuals that showed you where that door was also knew Billy Baker in his past life. And you, Mickey Jones,
Remember that you saw where the grotto was. It doesn't make sense to you, but you did see where it was when you located her consciousness and brought her back. It was on an asteroid hurtling through space.
Billy, I forgot to tell you this. The people I was with, they knew you. You have...
Like Mimi or the other me?
You. You lived an entire life, and they said they were your friends. You...
I had friends.
Yeah, I know, I was shocked too, but they knew you.
Billy Baker, you would remember in your short amount of time in the town of Undecided the things that that individual there said to you.
Yeah, they said I was from there, but they didn't tell me anything else.
They said you were pretty powerful. I don't even know what that means. But...
I wonder if I was, like, happy. Like, do you think...
Are you not happy now?
I don't know. I mean, there's a lot of scary stuff going on, and I'm making a lot of dumb decisions.
Sounds like the place she was really scary.
I actually... When I was looking for you... I found out where it was. And it was on an asteroid in space.
What?
Oh, you're not joking.
That's crazy. Because
no.
The way we got to that spot, it was through that world. We went down a flight of stairs. I thought we were just going deeper into the world. And to answer your question, that place was scary. People die all the time. People's bodies are harvested. And they're used for bad, bad things. I was gonna be a part of this resistance that was gonna help destroy them. I wasn't myself when I was there. I didn't even know I'd ever get to be who I am now again. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
So there's a resistance against the place that we were at?
Yeah. I guess there's... You know that spot? There's a bunch more just like it. They're harvesting these bodies and giving them powers and doing all of this crazy stuff.
Like what they did to Billy.
Yeah, they have a bigger plan, and I don't necessarily get it, but it's not good.
Could have been a scary place, but there were probably people there that I cared about.
They cared about you too.
Me.
Agent Bucket awakes. Sorry.
What did you just do?
I was having a meeting.
How many people are you connected with?
Everyone in my immediate department.
So you get around.
My superior would like to see you.
Oh,
Larson
boy.
Is on his way to transfer you over.
Is he gonna... come get us, or is it going to be some mind thing like you just did? I'm just trying to figure out where moving around works nowadays.
The door opens.
Oh, okay.
Hi, everyone. It's, I'm Larson. My mom wants to talk to you.
Your mom?
A small boy of around 10 years old greets you at this door outside the medical facility. He's half black, half white, with long red braids, green eyes, freckles, and dimples. Yeah, my mom wants to talk to you.
All right.
I'll
help. Okay.
I guess they got kids working here, too.
Who's your mom?
My mom's his boss.
Oh. I thought you were the superior.
That would have actually been pretty cool.
I heard he wasn't very smart. Okay, follow me.
All right.
So, just try not to touch anything on your way. We have to walk through a couple buildings and then over to the old science center. My mom's section is over there. So, don't talk to anybody. Don't look at anything. Or you might be reprimanded for doing so. I'm not allowed to do that either. I just transfer people. It's a fun job. I like doing it.
You Don't you have school or something?
What?
You're...
I'm homeschooled. Mom teaches me everything I need to know.
Do you get paid?
Why would I get paid?
Because you should get paid if you're working.
I'm not working. This is fun.
You just called it a job.
It's my job. It's what I do.
Do you have powers like us?
You have powers? Are you like superheroes?
Yeah.
No, we just have powers. It's just something interesting that's happened to us from all these things that probably your mom wants to talk us about.
Okay. That's really cool. My mom's a superhero.
Oh. What powers does she have?
She's really smart. And she's... I'm not allowed to talk about it. I can't talk about it.
Yeah, you probably shouldn't. I mean, only if you really wanted to.
Yeah, we wouldn't tell on you.
Keep a pretty good secret.
Yeah,
be pretty cool of you if you told us.
But we wouldn't tell anybody.
Come here. Get closer. They might hear. Have you ever seen the movie Dracula?
Yeah.
That's my mom.
She's a vampire?
She's lived for years. I mean, it's not... She says the movies make it really weird and that history's not really right, but, that... She's the one. That's her.
What?
She's been around for, like, forever.
That's crazy.
I'm technically about 135 years old.
Whoa!
You look good for your age.
Good thing we all know who Dracula is.
I'm just kidding. She's just really smart. Her brain works better than most people's.
Yes.
You guys are so stupid. Let's go, we're almost there. You walk through the center. While doing so, you see many areas that are walled off with white curtains. You see computer equipment, the likes of which you've never seen before. A very busy school, or at least it used to be. You make your way towards the old science center inside the building. And that is where you see a plate of glass. There's six small holes. On the other side of that glass, a dark room. Okay, my mom will see you now.
Okay.
Just stand here. She'll come up to the glass when she's ready.
Okay.
Why is she behind glass?
Because she's a vampire.
Okay.
No one else is laughing.
Oh, okay. It's funny.
Not anymore.
Well, if you guys need anything, I can fetch things that you, if you want, drinks.
Can I get a coffee?
Of course.
Don't give him coffee.
No, don't.
No?
No.
Come on.
Don't. Trust us on this one.
All right, have fun. Say hi to Mom. The young boy exits. Guys, that was really weird.
Yeah, but that seems to be par for the course around here.
At least we know she's not a vampire.
I mean, honestly, I don't know what to believe anymore. Anything could be true, right?
Yeah.
Tibby, if you think about it, you're kind of a vampire.
Except, like, the opposite, because he gives life.
Right. You're like a vampire where it's like...
But a multidimensional
you bite
vampire.
Somebody,
yeah.
But instead of you, like, sucking out the blood, it, like, goes into someone else.
Also, we don't know that you'll live forever, so don't do anything stupid.
You got it.
But you might be able to.
Can he, like, touch himself and
that's
heal
what him? I was thinking. Like, what if he's dying and he just touches himself?
Get closer to the glass. Did you hear that?
What was that?
Okay. Oh, I thought that was in my head.
We all heard
what?
It. Great.
Tibby leans in towards the glass. The small six holes. You feel like a slight breeze blowing through them.
I'm gonna walk up to the glass.
Hello, Marcus Bennett.
Hello. mom? Like, what do we call you?
I am Agent Belfroy.
Hello, Agent Belfroy. Pleasure to make your acquaintance.
Thank you for coming to see me.
And what would you like to discuss with us? We've been here for quite some time.
I would like to give you clearance, if you'll accept it.
Define clearance.
Agent Bucket believes that you are all extremely valuable. That you have access to information that Bucket himself was unable to come across.
Sounds about right.
I will grant you access. We can learn from each other.
What do you need to learn?
Whatever it is that you know that I do not.
What do you know that we don't?
Many, many things. Upon being granted access, Bucket will be allowed to share with you Harmonia.
Harmonia?
Yes.
Is that the ability to... Like, is it what he has, where he can speak to other people through his thoughts?
In a way, yes.
Wow.
That could be useful for ever separate...
It's like walkie-talkies.
Yeah, in our brains.
You misunderstand. It's a place.
Oh.
It's a thing.
Oh.
Not unlike yourselves.
Is it on this universe? Is it some other universe?
It is here. And I will allow him to show you.
I kind of want to see this.
And the only cost is we just share with you what we know?
Yes.
Nothing else?
Correct. I understand that you have all been through a lot.
Yeah, we don't want to get hurt anymore.
You are just children. So unfair. But we need to know what you know if we're ever going to put a stop to this.
Well, that's going to be the same for us. When there's times when we don't know what's going on, we're going to need to come to people with questions, and we want to have answers. And we hope that you and Bucket are places where we can find that. Is that going to be possible?
Once you have access to Department C, you will have access to all the information that Bucket has access to.
Do we see anyone?
You see a dark room.
To stop this thing, are we able to join you in whatever it is you're trying to stop?
You are children. You should be able to live your lives.
Your son is walking around working for you guys, so...
My son is 132 years old.
I'm 18. It's technically an adult.
And I think you have it wrong. We were children. Until that was taken from us. The stuff we've gone through, the things we've experienced, that wasn't our choice.
True.
It's stuff we were forced into. So if you're trying to preserve our innocence, that's gone.
Yeah, I've seen a lot of people die.
Fair.
I've seen a lot of things. And we want to help. We want to make things better. If that's what you guys' plan is, then we're all on board with it as well.
So, you make a valid point. Learn what you need to learn. Your future is your own. You can know as long as you share. I will not ask you to fight for our cause. Your cause is yours and yours alone.
What do you guys think?
Well, can we see you?
Out of the black, you see a woman wearing a long black dress, pale skin, walk up to the glass, into the light. Her eyes are white.
Oh.
Her lips
pale.
What was your name?
Agent Bill Froy.
Are you really like Dracula?
That's what my son told you, yes.
Is that true?
Not necessarily.
You just live, but you have lived for a very long time, I'm assuming.
Yes.
What are your powers?
You refer to these as powers.
What else would you call them?
My energy. My essence. What I was transformed into.
You didn't always look like this?
No.
Is the way you look now a consequence of using your energy?
Yes.
You look great.
You are a sweet boy.
Well,
Bucket is on his way. If you agree to share with us what you know, he has full permission to share with you everything he knows.
And then you'll give us the harmonica?
Harmonia is a place.
What I said.
Do we get a harmonica too? Oh my god.
It is like you,
I hope it has my
but
name
different.
On.
I think this is fair. Information for information.
And the swag.
Thank you.
The swag.
Harmonica.
Harmonica.
No, it's harmonia.
We get that too. We get two things.
There's no harmonicas.
We get two things. It said.
Guys, she's not there anymore. I don't know where she went.
What? We agree.
I think she got that.
Oh, good. Just making sure.
I think she really was some sort of, like, vampire.
Well, she said that her energy made her that way. I mean, could that happen to us? Could we transform?
Are we going
to
turn into her?
I don't know.
You all already transformed in a way? I mean, you're not even in your original body. And you were a zombie, and you were a zombie, and you were a zombie, and now you're not. I mean, what? Everything I know about science is kind of turned upside down right now, because what makes you you? And how are you still you?
Did you really pay that much attention in science class anyway?
No. Yeah. I read a lot of comic books, though.
No, but I've been thinking the same thing. Like, hi, I'm cool now. I don't know if you noticed.
Haven't.
Yeah. I pulled some people and put them into me to make me cool. I think. They're dead now. They're a part of me. So what is
me?
Wait,
people that weren't you?
We were in a universe where you were cool. Is that the one you pulled it from?
I think so. I think we pulled from... Well, no, that one would be dead.
Oh, he would be dead.
Whoa.
What are we?
The door opens. Agent Bucket stands with a grin on his face. Butterscotch?
Sure.
Wait, aren't those...
Hey, the last time I ate one of these, I was able to connect to his brain, so
I'll take
down.
One.
That had nothing to do with the butterscotch.
Okay,
these are just candies.
It's really delicious, though.
I'm excited.
Okay, I'll just have one then.
Not gonna have a bus.
I've been given access.
I'm good.
You are all allowed to see Harmonia.
Can you explain what that is? It's a place?
Yes.
And tell them it's not a harmonica. We're not getting a harmonica.
They
Why
said
would
that
you
we
think
would
that?
Get a
That's part of the deal.
Harmonica.
No.
Yes.
We
Don't
made a deal.
Take it back now.
Look, I will personally buy you guys harmonicas.
No, they need
they
to.
They need
it's,
to give it.
It's their.
I'll buy it and give it to them, and I will like, buy it and embroider their name and give it to them, and they will give it to you.
Is embroidered? Engraved. Well, engraved. They could do like a little like case that's embroidered.
We'll give it.
Follow me.
And I'm stoked about that.
Bucket turns and begins to walk towards the center of the complex. In this complex... You find it quite strange, what would be an outdoor cafeteria, in a way, where there used to be many tables, a basketball court, per se. You see now only a white tent. A large white tent. There are large fans on the outside that appear to be cooling whatever it is that's inside.
Agent Bucket leads in first, stepping in one foot, and then the other. The rest of you follow, revealing a teleporter, a portal, a place that is not your world. Wherever it is you were, you are no longer there. You find yourselves, now, in another spot. Another universe. This place is like something you've never seen before. The laws of physics do not apply. You find yourselves floating upon immediate entry, your body suspended in this space. I am allowed to share with you what I know, and we will do it here.
Wow.
Upon entry, Mickey Jones, you lift from your chair and you find yourself able to walk.
Wow.
I can feel my legs again.
No way.
Wow.
How's that possible?
Interesting. I believe that is because that would make sense. In this place, I doubt any of you would be able to use your abilities. What makes you able to do what you do?
Tibby said something was blocked. Does that mean it's not blocked in here?
The energy that is a part of who you are, it's not welcome here.
Oh. Is it bad here?
It's not so bad to me.
This is Harmonia.
Harmonia. Harmony.
Harmonica.
I don't know where you got that from.
The girl said it.
I think you misheard.
No.
Definitely not.
Definitely not.
But I'm guessing this is sort of a place of equilibrium. So no powers, no energy, just everyone's at their normal state?
No.
Okay. I have no idea what this is.
Agent Bucket points behind him. You now see something you were unable to see before. A pedestal. On this pedestal, a white glowing rock.
Oh.
Encased in plastic.
It changes the colors of things, huh?
Yes. It does many things.
Where did it come from?
Wait, you're supposed to tell us stuff. We agreed.
I am. I'm just trying to figure out how to word it. Many years ago, there was a island. A French island known as Possession Island, as we would call it. Between Africa and Antarctica. What we assume now was an event. The event that started what is happening here. A reaction. What you know as to be a cost. Nothing happens without a reaction. A yin to a yang. At the time, we did not know it. We didn't know what it was. We didn't know of Kolok. But we did know of Possession Island. In the 60s, the French shared it with us as a sign of good faith. Great Britain, the United States, and Japan were all granted one of these stones. These stones contained within them an energy. The energy
of order. Everything has its place. Thus, Department C was formed. To understand it. To investigate it. We know so much more now than we did then. At the time, we thought this was an isolated event. That something had happened to make it this way. We know now, on the exact opposite side of the world, the opposing energy, chaos, had started at the same time. You are all chaos. I am order.
Why are we chaos?
The energy that runs through your veins. What makes you, you, now? Your connection to Kolok.
Was this always in us? Like, were we born with it?
We don't know.
What about these other orbs? Are they also Harmonia, or are they other energies entirely? The one in Great Britain, the one in Japan.
Those are order. Those are all from the same stones. To make it clear, I'll just tell you what we know now, not what we knew then. What we believe to have happened upon further research in Kolok was that something happened here. Whatever happened here started this.
Huh.
It released an energy. A strong one. The universe had to answer it. It couldn't exist on its own. On the exact opposite side of the Earth, the opposing energy was formed as an answer. There was a time when people believed what lives in you was evil. Energy is not good or bad, but it can be disruptive. Or it can be helpful. What courses through your veins is chaos incarnate. The universe's embodiment of it. What some refer to as Phobos. We know this now through my superior, who was once an employee of Synchroniety.
Belfry?
Yes.
Are we able to control this energy that's chaos? Can we bring it into order?
Yeah, chaos control.
It cannot be brought into order.
Can we destroy it?
We are trying to figure out if we can counteract it.
What does that mean, counteract?
Use the energy here.
Against it?
And Harmonia to balance it. We accepted years ago that we cannot destroy it.
How would you balance it?
Yeah, how would you bring all that into here?
It's not about bringing it here, but bringing here out there.
So you want to get rid of the energy that we have?
And you want to spread Harmonia across the world?
That is idealistic. We want balance. The challenge that we have now. Some, we believe in Kolok, have found a way to harness it, to use it to their advantage, for their own goals, for their own wishes.
Would that be Secret Annie or someone else?
There could be more, but that is one.
But that's not our agenda.
Agenda is irrelevant.
So while these others are using this power, you can't fulfill your quest of getting Harmonia spread to create this balance?
I wouldn't call it a quest. It's more complex. We don't have a singular mission. We answer to the U.S. government. We are here to make sure the chaos does not spread. But We have not been ordered to get rid of it. My fear, a fear shared by others in Department C, is that maybe they want to use it. Already our lives have been changed drastically by Harmonia. Every agent who became touched by this stone changed, not unlike yourself. I do not know what happens when you do what you do. For us, we cannot use our abilities unless everything is perfectly in order, that things are aligned.
Well, how do we do that? How do we get everything back in order? Do we stop these people who are using your power that shouldn't be?
It's interesting that you ask, because I believe you are actually asking answers that we have never pondered. We've never thought that we had to get everything back in order, because we don't believe that that's a possible thing to do. Our goal is to keep the balance.
Well, how do we do that?
We're trying right now.
So why haven't you stopped Synchronity already?
Or found these other people who might be using this power or energy?
We've tried.
Well, maybe we can help.
People with far more influence than even us keep us from accomplishing that goal. Synchronity is strong. And their understanding of the energy is far greater than our own. We have merely scraped the surface, only getting access to this world, this discovery, in the late 60s. We believe the event that put all this into motion happened at the end of the 1800s. Something to do with the formation of your very own Crater Lake.
Well, if Synchronity maybe knows more, maybe there's some way that you guys could collaborate. I mean, there are good people there.
There's someone there that was working with my dad to gather evidence against them.
Dr. Bennett is good, too. He helped save our lives.
That's my dad.
Have you ever had people on the inside before?
There was a time, yes. We were always discovered. There are things there. Powerful things.
Well, yeah, we've already dealt with some powerful things there.
Big blob of flesh stuff.
Go on.
There was a big blob of flesh stuff.
They created something down there that was... They were using it as flesh for their debts.
Yes.
Oh. Pounds of flesh?
But it wasn't...
Lots of pounds.
Human-like.
It was just flesh, like, just all together.
But it was in pain. And they kept taking from it.
What?
I think that was why contracts like the one you had existed. It was contributing to it. It was almost like a bank of flesh. Anytime they gave anything out, they had to get some of it back, plus interest.
Gross.
Interesting. So they had found a way... You mentioned once a contract.
Yes.
That's how we
I
got
read about a contract once. I had data, information, in regards to Jacob Jewell. I no longer have that, though. It was taken from me.
Do we still have that?
I do.
Above game, yes. Mickey Jones has all of the contents that she was able to take back from Synchronity.
Nice.
Bucket, maybe there's something in here.
Thank you.
I haven't had a chance to look through it, but we stole it when we were in Synchronity.
Some of these are my documents.
Yeah, you were investigating before all this memory-losing mumbo-jumbo happened.
interesting. They know that I know that they know.
Who knows that you know
what? Synchronicity.
Okay.
Well, yeah.
You took this from them.
Yes.
Yeah. They took it from me.
Right.
Yeah.
Roll your charm, Mickey Jones, as it is all clear to me as the GM that you are lying to Bucket in this moment. Sketchy stole those documents out of Bucket's car.
I rolled a 3.
I was going to say your difficulty was 6, but... Mickey, you have 9 tokens available.
I'll use 3.
At the moment, Bucket thinks nothing of it, and just assumes Synchronicity took these documents from him. Okay. So, this contract that was mentioned...
Uh-huh.
Jacob Jewell. Rachel Jewell. Her life. Synchronicity has harnessed the ability to continue life, much like you, Tibby.
Yeah? What? I'm not listening. What? I wasn't paying attention. I'm sorry, I've never been in a void before.
You get used to it, Tibbs. Yeah. So, Rachel Jewell, as we knew her, was actually a completely different person. Apparently, she died years ago, and they found some other body to be Rachel, and that's who we remembered, and her brother as well.
But contract wasn't to Synchronicity. It was to Mammon.
Yeah.
We found documents of this Mammon. But that's it. Your contract with them, how do you know of this?
I was summoned there.
You've seen it?
Yeah, I've been there. Twice.
Is Mammon also a place that's using this energy in a way it shouldn't be?
This is all valuable information. Thank you. I do not know. We have been researching these things. We have heard of this Mammon, but have never spoke to someone who has seen it, been there. We could not find it.
That might be because it's hurtling through space.
It's nearly impossible to get to. You have to have someone that can find the door.
The door?
Yeah, there's a door that leads to Mammon.
An access point, but it is hurtling through space.
When I went to find Sky, it was great. On an asteroid.
But when I went there, I went through a door that was on the world that I was on, so I didn't have to go through space. There's some sort of way of getting there.
The director has a theory.
Oh, I was also sucked up in a hole here on this world.
So there are access points. Your ability, when we traveled through the multiverse, those memories. There are access points that can be, you can see them, can travel through them. This place, the cracks in the multiverse, we access them from there. The entryway to the grotto, the spaces in between. That makes sense. But this hurtling through space, this Mammon, it was a place, not a... It was not an energy. It was not like this.
It might have been a mixture of two. Because the walls and room would change in an instant.
Walls.
Yeah.
Rooms.
And then we were able to see her through a television.
I'd be in a space and then all of a sudden the walls would change. Around me it would get smaller. Or someone would come in from...
Someone.
Yeah.
You spoke to people in this place.
I spoke to someone who was sort of like a judge. She settled my contract.
Thank you. This, again, is all valuable information, and I apologize. I am quite frightened.
Why?
This is bigger than we thought. We are very much outclassed. We've been fighting something that we thought was just like this. We are very far behind. They have so much more.
Well, maybe you just need some allies. Do you have any allies of any kind? Someone I can work with you?
I will say, on that other world that I was stuck on, they hate our world. They hate Prime.
Yes, I remember that world.
It is much bigger than, I think, what this world knows.
So maybe there are others out there who can help.
Have any of your other agents left this dimension before?
No. It took your confessions for them to believe me, and that I was not somehow a victim of some influence by the Chaos Energy.
Well, that's something on a resume.
This is a lot. You children are handling it well.
We've been through a lot, but at the end of the day, man, we just want everything to go back to being normal, or as normal as possible. We understand there might be some balance needs to be had, but if there are people using these energies in a wrong way, we gotta stop it.
I think we're past the point of normal, Marcus. I don't think we get back to going to school and living a happy life and acting like we haven't seen or done the things that we've done.
According to the director, that choice will be made for you.
What do you mean?
The director, he can see the things, the truth, and, well, he said change was coming soon. The eye of the world. That everything we've worked so hard to contain is about to be let loose.
The chaos?
Is that like the storm that we saw?
No. It's knowledge.
Well, maybe that's what's needed. Maybe once everything is out there in the open, we know who's using these energies and where they're coming from, and maybe that's something we can look into and stop. The problems that we're having is because everything is so secretive. That's why people are able to use these energies in the wrong way, because no one's owning up to it. No one's maybe able to check them out and say, hey, that's not the way you're supposed to do this. Now this might be the chance to do it.
Marcus Bennett.
Yes?
Are you okay with sitting in front of a panel of your peers on national television and exposing to them how different you are? Are you prepared for the world to know?
I've been dealing with that all my life. What makes this any different?
Understood. I think it's time we leave.
Well, can't we just stay for a minute longer?
Why?
She can walk.
Oh, sorry, forgot.
Why does the orb have to stay in this room? Could we bring it with us?
That is not allowed.
Why?
Who makes the rules?
My superiors. They're in charge of making sure this is safe. If Synchroniti got their hands on this,
it could be
the end of everything.
Is there any way to maybe take a bit of its essence? Maybe, like, put it in a locket?
What would happen if one of us touched it? You said when you touched it, you guys got your powers from order, but if we already have powers from chaos...
Given that my superior is so afraid of it that she locks herself away, it is the antithesis to you. The energy that flows through you, this is its opposite. We don't know. It could, quite possibly, remove that energy from you. It could, quite possibly, remove you entirely. We don't know.
I don't know if either of those options would be a bad thing if I touched it.
Billy Baker, this is not the right time to joke around.
No, seriously, I don't like what I have going on inside me.
Okay, guys, this is the moment I was talking about. This is my job. I'm on it. Billy. I'm going to roll
God
a die really
it.
Quick. Okay. Billy gets smacked across the face by Tibby, and then he grabs your shoulders. Billy.
Uh-huh.
Remember. Alright, people care about you. I'm your friend.
But what if it takes out the energy? Then I'd just be...
But what if it kills
normal.
You? Then I lose a friend. Think about my feelings, Billy. Think about what you would do to other people. How it would make your parents feel. How it would make me feel. Twat.
Bitch. Okay. Maybe next time.
Speaking of parents, do mine still think I'm missing? Did you ever deliver the message?
I didn't.
No. So this whole time my parents just don't know where I am?
They think you're missing with Rachel.
I have to talk to them. I have to let them know I'm okay.
I understand. My superiors... They can't hear what happens here. They don't know. This exists outside of their view. I can tell you now, Sky Hawkins. You've earned that.
Thank you.
They won't let you. But I will help you. It's not right. If the world is about to see all of this anyway... It's not fair that we keep you. You have a life. It's yours. The director will not be pleased. Fuck the director.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. There's history there. That was personal.
I like that.
You can let it out. We're in a safe space now.
Yeah, literally.
My boyfriend left me for him.
Fuck the director.
Fuck the director.
Wow.
Thank you.
Dang.
It's a soft subject. I'm sorry.
Well, look at you now. You got a great job. You look great in the suit. I'm sure there's some other people out there that would be totally fine with you. You don't need that director.
There's not many options in Colock, Washington.
But there's a lot of universes.
Valid point, Marcus Bennett. Valid point.
How can I get a hold of my parents?
I'll work on getting us out.
And then maybe we can connect with my dad. Maybe he will have some information that he can provide for you guys about Secret 80, since he seems to be on our side.
Yes. The more we know, the better. It's important. We've learned so much already. I will share all of this information. I may be willing to turn my back on their orders, but I believe the more we know, the better.
I have one more question.
Yes.
Synchronity knows that my dad was trying to gather evidence against them, and now they're trying to kill him. So I sent him away, but he doesn't remember anything that he told them. He doesn't remember anything at all. Is there anything that you guys can do for him?
Can you find him?
Yes.
Then yes.
Can you make him safe? Could you make him remember?
We don't have that power. The only reason we remember is our connection to Harmonia. It appears that some of the energy that Phobos puts out, that you alter, does not affect us.
If someone has the power to see memories, would they be able to see memories that even that person forgot to make them remember again?
That's an interesting hypothetical, Marcus okay. Bennett, but as I do not possess the knowledge of that situation, it would be nearly impossible for me to say so.
But we can try.
Worth a try.
Yes, at this point, everything is worth a try.
So how do we get out of here?
Follow me. Tibby, are you okay?
What? I'm sorry, I stopped paying attention again.
Can I grab Tibby?
Yes, of
like,
course.
Yeah, I'll just like, come on, man. We got this. Give one of those like bear hugs as we float away.
Under your arm.
Yeah, I just like, yeah, like, yes. On my arm, we just float out.
The Kolok radar follow Agent Bucket on their way out of this place, what we know as Harmonia, a place that just resides inside of a giant white tent on the outside of Kolok, nearly 20 miles away. After exiting this place, nearly immediately, Mickey Jones' legs stop working. They are no longer able to move freely as they were inside.
So I'm going to grab Mickey under my other arm to get her back to her chair.
Thank you, Marcus Bennett.
Thanks, Marcus.
Hey, it's all good.
Agent Bucket starts to make his way into the facility. He stops just short of going back inside. I forgot to mention the two others. The ones we found. The other children. They're here.
They're like us?
They were on the trip.
Oh.
Apparently. Whatever happened there with the flesh. All of the children inside are now changed, different, like you. The energy of Phobos is now one with them.
So they have powers?
Yes. One, a young girl, Imbeth Peg. We're having a hard time keeping her here. She's moving through space.
Like teleportation?
Yes.
Whoa.
Another, Sayaka Omari. She is to danger for all of us. We have her contained. She's unable to control the electricity that is now emitting from her body.
This is some comic book shit.
What worries us is the other kids on that trip. If they're like them, like you.
But they're just out there, uncontained?
Yes.
There's three of... There's one of... There's one at the hospital that's got two other people inside of him.
Burke.
Yeah.
Yes. Two other people. His friends that were unaccounted for.
Oscar and
Terrence. We believe to be dead on the scene.
They're within Burke.
Yes.
And he seems to have all of their strength combined.
Interesting. We lost track of Burke.
Uh-oh.
We have not been able to locate him.
Well, looks like we're going... You done.
There's so much to do. The young boy, who may not be a boy after all, comes back up to the group. Mr. Bucket, you're wanted inside. Did you all say hi to my mom for me?
You did.
Thank you.
Yeah. Coffee, or was that just...
Hmm?
Oh, cool. You forgot.
I didn't forget anything. Did I forget something?
No.
Nope.
You're good.
I didn't think so. Would you like some coffee? I'll go get you some.
Forget it.
He's good.
Would anyone else like something?
No.
We're good.
Nope.
Okay.
Thanks for your time, man.
Bucket's wanted inside. Apparently something's going on.
Okay.
Bucket, are you okay without us?
I think you should all come with me.
Oh. Okay.
You have clearance here. You're a part of this now.
Do we get badges? Guns?
Most certainly not.
The guns, got it, but like badges? The badges, that's, we can still get those, right?
Listen, I just want the harmonica.
There is no harmonica!
They said!
You got, it's harmonia!
You need to get your priorities straight.
Agent Bucket makes his way in to the double door entryway leading to a large gymnasium. Many stations have been set up. But you see a large section of agents have gathered around a single TV screen. This screen is in the center of the room. You hear that it's being turned up louder and louder. Bucket pushes his way through. You follow. A town known worldwide for its leading genetic research facility, Synchronity Tech. Last week, reports out of the town indicated some sort of town-wide amnesia phenomenon. 5 days appear to be, well, missing from the town's collective memory. Shipping records and travelers that found themselves inside the city limits during those 5 days show nothing out of the ordinary, but this spell over the town having been broke by a tragedy... The town school principal shot at point-blank range during a local council meeting. No one can remember exactly how it happened, though. Police records indicate a mass of calls and confusion coming from within the town's city limits immediately following the incident, all of which claiming the same phenomenon, 5 days missing from their lives. As if it was not enough to rock the small town of Colock, Washington, upon regaining their memories... Is this for real? Like... We're actually, has any of this been verified? Are we actually... Okay. Upon regaining their memories, 5 town residents remained unaccounted for, and a town-wide search has been taking place. We are joined now live with Brandon River from... Okay, a hardline phone. It appears some sort of incident has disabled our on-site equipment. This is a joke, right? This is seriously... Okay, go ahead, Brandon.
Yes, hello. I'm coming to you live from Washington, where what appears things are escalating. I'm currently using a landline in a local store. There is, I know this is hard to believe, but there appears to be a child channeling fire from their hands. This same child has permanently damaged our equipment. I know that sounds absurd, but we can verify it happened. It's continuing to happen as law enforcement works to contain the individual. Police have blocked her entry into what is believed is her home. Yes, the store owner is confirming that is in fact who? Lexi Knopf, and that is her family's home. The girl appears to be upset and unable to put out the flames that surround her hands and arms. this happening just hours after a bright light was seen on the northeast side of town at the Synchronity facility. I have no way to confirm the incidents are related, but the timing appears to be of significance. All the power in the area is currently out, and hold on, the girl just let out a burst of light, and the police have just fired on the child, but it appears another teenager has stepped in the line of, fire, and they shot the child. He appeared to be unarmed. Was he with her? The police have lowered their weapon. The child that was standing there, what can only be explained as the child that had fire coming from her hands. She's kneeled down on the ground. Wait a minute. He's getting up. The young man who was shot multiple times in the chest, he is getting up. His shirt is torn. There's no blood. He appears to be as shocked as the officers. He's patting his body down. The other one, the young woman, she... Oh, dear God, dear. She appears to be glowing and...
Brandon? Brandon River? I'm sorry, folks. It appears we've lost... seriously, is this actually happening? Can we get him back on the line? Stay tuned, everyone. We will be bringing you more information. Seriously, what the fuck is going on? We begin again, and again, and again, and again. The agents stand around the TV. There's a brief silence. A weight sits over the room. The TV still showing the technical difficulty screen. Something happened. After just a moment, as if a shock, like a bolt of lightning, rips through the agents, they start to move. All of them dispersing, moving to their stations, some of them running. Bucket yelling out, "Get me someone on the line, someone in Kolok, somebody, now!" The commotion is overwhelming. All of them trying to figure out what had happened. It is clear that the director may have known the world was about to open. But how? How was not known. Someone shouts over the top, I got it! They run over to Bucket. They show him a piece of paper. He falls back into a chair. The entire south side of Kolok is gone.
What do you mean gone?
What?
Everything south of the river, the hospital, the movie theater, the complex where the woman on the news, Lexi Knopf, the epicenter is there.
The complex, my complex, my home.
No. That's the other side. But. The rest is gone. Whatever happened, this girl triggered her. It's just fire, ash, cinder.
The people.
Both. Both.
We have to go help. Tibby, we should go help, right?
Yeah, but how?
How? I don't know, man.
I can't do this. I can't do this.
I can do this.
What can we do?
I have some pretty crazy
Tibby's
powers.
Eyes roll back in his head as he faints.
I'll run over there.
Someone help the boy. We'll go. We'll go.
So I grab Tibby under the arm.
Sky, if your father was at work, he's gone.
What time is it?
It's late. But there's a chance. The theater, all of it gone. The hospital's gone, so... The hospital's gone.
We need to go.
One moment. As Bucket leans back in the chair, his eyes roll into his head. He's communicating with someone. Tibby begins to wake up. I don't feel so good. What's going on? What happened?
You fainted, dude. The town is going through some stuff. Just take deep breaths.
Explosion.
Yeah.
Okay.
Deep breaths.
Sky, did you say you have powers? Yes, I did. Sorry. And they're pretty crazy. I don't have control over what they are, but I can shoot fire out of my hands. It's basically a wild card of powers. I never know what it's going to be, but they're always something way too strong.
Sounds like the perfect power for Sky. Uncontrollable.
Well, the last girl who had fire burned down half the city.
I can control mine.
I have to help people, right?
But wait. You don't have to do anything.
Yeah.
You only do what you want to.
It's up to you.
But
and
if
also,
you
want
to be brave right now, it's a good time.
We could use you, man.
Okay. We have to go.
What did you see? What were you looking for?
Two of our agents, down. Unable to contact them. One of which, yes, alive. There's not much left on the south side of town. The children, we thought they were with Synchroniti. They weren't. They were on their own. They're scared. And they're powerful. We have to go. We have to help. We can send people here. My superior said that we can use the medical facility to take as many as we can, whatever survivors there may be. We'll do what we can. The rest, we'll have to get to Portland. It's the closest hospital. It's 3 hours away.
Can we call in, like, helicopters?
Yes. They're on their way.
But what are we doing? Let's go.
Is that what you all would like to do?
For yeah, sure. Right now. Yes. Let's go.
Yes.
Okay. The Kolok radar, as well as Tibby, make their way out the front entrance towards the ambulance that they had parked up front. It seems fitting. Running out after them are none other than Impeg and Seiko Amari. Wait! Take us with you. My family, says the young Impeg. They were there.
All right, yeah.
Sure.
Come along.
She appears in the back of the ambulance.
Whoa.
Okay, that's pretty cool.
Wow.
Yeah, I can move through time. I can do stuff. Psycho stands at the doorway. Her fingers twitch. You can see blue electricity jumping between them. I don't know. Should I go?
Are you going to be able to keep that under control?
I think I should stay.
You can stay.
What if I'm like what happened? I'm going to stay.
That's fine.
All right.
Impeg leans forward. Come on already, let's go!
I'm not driving.
Bucket hops in the driver's seat. Tibby is in the back, sitting next to the rest of you. Hand in his head, or head in his hands. Okay,
Okay, so every time I heal someone, someone else might die. But what if it's just a leg? Maybe I just break someone else's leg?
It's kind of what I was thinking.
But if I can fix their leg and help them get away, that's a better trade.
You could save them here.
That's a better trade. Okay. Okay. All right.
So don't save anybody that's dead. That happened, and we can't change it.
But what if... What if we see people we know?
We might.
Let's just hope that we don't.
Impeg in the back of the ambulance. Okay, why are we going... How far away are we? How far away is this? What's taking so long?
Could you not just teleport straight there?
Okay, bye. Impeg disappears.
Wait.
I didn't think that was serious.
I want that power.
Are you not happy with your... You're not happy with your...
Absolutely not.
Impeg reappears in the ambulance. She's crying.
What's wrong?
They're all dead.
Who?
Everybody on...
Can you check something for me? Are you able to do that?
Roll your charm, difficulty of 7. Impeg seems quite shook.
15?
Yeah. What?
There's a bike shop.
There was a bike shop.
Well, can you check and see if there's any bodies there? I'm looking for my dad.
Okay.
I hope he's not there.
They told me you guys were all like me.
I am, but I never know what my powers are gonna be. I can do what you can do. I just don't know when it's gonna happen.
Okay. The way I think I work, I'm not really just going to a place.
What do you mean?
I've been gone for hours. I stop time and then I move within it. I think to you it looks like I'm teleporting.
Oh.
If I go back, I have to... I gotta walk all over the bodies and again. And it's...
Maybe that's I okay, can locate then. Your dad. How many tokens do I have?
Mickey Jones has 6 tokens available.
I would like to try and locate Sky's dad.
That will take 5 tokens.
Okay.
Mickey Jones bows her head and begins to focus. As she does so, you all notice something. The veins in her arm and her neck, they turn black. Surging within her as she sits motionless. You can see Mickey Jones. You can see her father alive at home.
Sky, your dad is okay.
Oh, thank God.
He's at home.
Thanks for doing that.
Yeah.
Thank you. Oh my God, what a relief. Whew. Well, let's just get there. I'm sorry I asked you to do that.
I'm not gonna go ahead this time. It takes a long time. I came back. I didn't know where else to go.
That's okay. You can stay here.
Step on it, Bucket.
I am, Billy Baker. It's a large vehicle, and these roads are quite curvy.
Okay. Any way you can go a little bit faster?
Sass me again, Billy Baker, and see what happens.
I'd drive it faster, it'd be fine.
Tibby elbows Billy Baker in the side. Dude. He seems pretty shooken up, too. This is messed up.
We're basically driving to a disaster zone.
Do you think we should even be seeing what we're gonna see?
Do we have a plan once we get there?
Yeah, what are we gonna do?
I need to find my parents and make sure they're okay.
It sounds like they're at home.
Yeah, well, that's where I'm going. You guys can do whatever you want.
But I'm going to make. I thought you said we could help people.
I'm helping my family. That's important to me. Help who you want to help. Or just don't do anything at all. I don't have time to feel sorry for myself. And you shouldn't either.
Yeah, okay. How do we help?
Maybe there's some people that are just injured and need help getting away.
We can help the kids, at least. Let them know they're not alone.
Yeah, they might like to see us.
Might help them calm down.
Classmates with powers.
Impeg raises her head. It looks like a bomb went off. It's really scary. I've never seen anything like it.
You don't have to go back if you don't want to.
I think I can help, though. Even if I don't want to. I think I can help.
I would like to have an aside with Sky.
Take it. You have time.
Okay. Hey, Sky. You know how they were saying that my dad helped out?
Yeah.
Do you think your mom's like that too, or do you think your mom's more into the bad stuff, I guess, that Secret Edie is doing?
I want to make sure I say this quietly.
Would you like to have a sidebar?
Yes.
Only the two of you are part of this conversation.
Okay.
Such is the way of the table.
My mom was incredibly private. I didn't know what she did, but I knew she spent long, long hours at work. And I want to believe she's a good person, but I don't think she's like your dad. You can't let anyone know that, though.
Well, my mom was working with her, so as much as I'm trusting my dad, I don't even know if I can trust my mom. What if they were working different things?
You saw when they interrogated us.
Yeah.
There wasn't an ounce of love in my mom's voice. She could care less. I think there's something bigger happening there. She's still my mom. And maybe there's a way to save her. Maybe she'll turn. Maybe she'll help us. I'm hopeful. But if anything, I just want to make sure my dad's okay.
And I want to make sure whatever these people are doing there gets stopped.
I think they're scared. I think they're scared. They don't know what's going on. Can you imagine? Can you imagine if you didn't have us? And you figured out your powers? And you were all alone?
Yeah. But innocent people are dying. Can't have this happen. This all has to stop.
You heard Bucket. This is just the beginning. I don't think it's gonna stop. I think we're getting a glimpse of what it is. It's gonna snowball after this. Marcus, you gotta be strong right now. There's people that need us. You like comics, right? Great power comes great responsibility, right? This isn't a time for tears.
How do you know about that? You read comics too, don't you, Sky?
Okay, can you shut up? I'm gonna kill you.
I'm not gonna tell anybody.
Okay, well,
as long as you'll tell anybody,
just,
I cried.
No, I'm never gonna console you again. You just made this weird.
They may not be able to hear you as a respect to the sidebar, but they could see your tears.
Shit. Marcus seems really shook up by this.
Marcus, you tell no one about what I just said to you.
Of course not. I was just, you know...
Allergies are really bad in this thing. He's allergic to everything.
I am allergic to Skye's new body because whatever. She's probably wearing some perfume or something.
Okay, well, it's just, you know.
While that sidebar was underway, Tibby would like a quick sidebar with Mickey Jones. Hey, I feel really bad about the other day. I don't think I handled our conversation very well.
Listen, it's fine. You sort of got thrown into all of this with us. I never really got to thank you for what you did for us.
What do you mean?
I mean, you saw it yourself, all of the darkness. You could have just walked away from it all. You could have left.
What are you saying?
I mean, you know, I thought about leaving. Not this town, but this whole universe. I could do that, you know?
Okay.
I could pick any other place. One just like this one and go. I'd have my parents back. Maybe I'd be able to walk. We wouldn't have to deal with all of this mess. Would you go with me?
You're asking if I'd run away with you?
Why not? How do we know that this universe isn't already doomed no matter what we do? How do we know that anything that we do is going to change anything? And why should we risk our lives to fix something that we didn't break? Look at what it's already cost us. It's useless.
Just me and you on the road alone together.
More like in interdimensional space and travel or something.
Yeah.
I mean, why... Why should we bother?
What? Wait.
Why should we be risking our lives for all of this?
No, hold on. Sorry, I got distracted by the thought of being alone with the girl. I think we have to. We have to do something about it. I didn't choose this. But just like you said, I saw the darkness and I did something about it. I didn't do it for a thank you. But now that I know that by doing it, you'll suggest we run away together, it will influence my future decisions for sure. Impossible not to. I am a man after all.
I don't know about that.
But we didn't ask for this. None of it. But that's the hand we're dealt. And just like you got put in that wheelchair trying to save a friend. It sucks. But you did it. She's alive. And isn't her life a small price to pay for that? And me being scared and me being afraid of what will happen when I help people, I have to get over that. I just have to. Because it's the right thing to do. Adults suck. And they're always thinking about themselves. The whole reason all of this happened, according to them, is because somebody saw something powerful and they used it for themselves. We can't be like that. We should use it for each other. And for everybody else who's going to get wrapped up in this and can't do anything about it. We can. But when that's all done, I will run away with you.
I guess what I was looking for more than just someone to run away with me was a reason to stay. Thank you, Tibby.
Wait. Tibby falls back against the wall of the ambulance.
Good job, Tibby.
Are you okay?
Tibby is unresponsive for the rest of the drive.
Killed Tibby.
Can I have a sidebar with Impact?
Yes. We might as well get all these out of the way before the destruction and horror is laid upon you.
Well, what do I see? How's she looking?
Rough.
What? Hey.
Yeah.
What's your favorite movie?
What?
Like, what do you like to watch? What kind of movies do you like? Did you see E.T.?
Yeah, it just came out.
Do you like it?
Yeah.
Me too. Did you see Back to the Future?
I'm sorry. I'm really nervous right now that you're talking to me. I didn't. I know that we're like similar, but it's just you've never talked to me before.
Can I tell you a secret?
Yeah.
So my power is that I can change people's perception of reality. I was actually a nerdy kid, and I got kind of fed up, and I made people think that I was cool, but I'm not.
Billy Baker, roll your flight, difficulty of 6.
I don't like that. 3.
You have 7 tokens available.
I'll use 5.
You see Impeg's fist curl up. She rears back to punch you, but you're able to kind of put your hand on her hand before she does so. So... You are not the cool kid that I'm afraid to talk to? You're just some nerdy little piece of shit that made everyone think you were?
Yeah. I mean, I was just kind of testing what I could do, and at this point I'm afraid to change it back. I would if I could, but, seems like when I pull things into our reality, I'm taking them from somewhere else. So, I'm just kind of working to make sure everyone knows how lame I am.
Can I tell you a secret?
Yeah.
She reaches into her pocket, pulls out a wad of cash.
Whoa. I was gonna suggest that if you can stop time, you could just steal. Not that you should, that's really bad. But like...
I took this...
from the right people.
Even after everything I saw.
You just took that today?
Yeah, on my way back. I didn't even think about it, I just did it.
I know what that's like.
Hearing how lame you are made me realize how lame I am.
I mean, you can stop time, though. Like, you know how cool that is? You're like a time traveler. You don't, like, move forward or backward in time, but, like, you travel while time doesn't.
Look down.
Oh, my God.
Billy Baker's pants are now on backwards.
Whoa.
Hold on, you took my pants off. Do you like what you saw?
Billy Baker is now wearing underwear on his head for an unknown reason.
Oh my God!
Impeg leans back. Keep going.
You're just enjoying the show.
Billy Baker is now sitting in this ambulance, shirtless, underwear on his head, and his pants on backwards.
Yeah, that's right. I may be small, but my body's definitely not proportional.
Billy Baker now has a giant penis drawn on his chest. Keep talking, Billy Baker.
This is fun. I think you're pretty cool.
We're just losers.
Oh, for sure. But we're losers together.
I'm not your friend.
Oh.
We may be similar. I'm not okay with what you did. How that makes people feel. But I'm not okay with what I did either. And I'll probably do it again. Honestly.
We just gotta think about who we're affecting. You could be taking that from someone who really needs it, but you could also be taking it from someone who doesn't. So, if you're gonna do a bad thing, you should do the good bad thing.
Yeah, you had to have changed people's realities to make them think you were cool.
I want to say something.
Yes.
All right, before we get there, I know I'm being kind of selfish and going to save my parents and make sure they're okay, but it's what I have to do. If anyone else was in my place, you know, you'd do the same thing.
Of course.
I'm going to go straight there, make sure they're all right, get them to safety, but we should figure out a place to meet up. And also be thinking ahead. I know Bucket's here and he's going to try his best to protect us, but we don't know what's going to happen after all of this. The government may come in full force. Be careful with your powers and don't show them to everyone. Be there to help, but be cautious with how you use them, because you could easily become a target.
Yeah, all of that was on the news. There's going to be more news and more coverage.
I second that. You're right, Sky Hawkins. And the more I think about it, Billy, you are not to leave my side.
Okay.
Now why do you have your underwear on your head?
It's what the cool kids do now.
You know, I didn't even notice that he's just so weird all the time that I just didn't.
Bucket adjusts his rearview mirror. What? Billy Baker, what are you doing?
It's the new fad.
Can we just...
It's gonna catch on.
This is the worst.
Billy, you need to understand... If everything you told me today is true about synchronicity and everything they can do, Billy, you are the most powerful person in the world to them right now. They will be looking for you.
Billy, that's what they said in the other world. They said you were extremely powerful.
He's right. You can make everyone forget what just happened. And I don't think that's the right thing to do. But Synchronicity will want that. They will want to protect their assets, everything they've built. We need to keep an eye on you, Billy Baker.
Okay.
Oh, God. Upon him saying that, you turn to look through the front window. You see the glow. A bright orange. Lights up the night sky. You're still 2 miles out, but the flames seem to reach the heavens. Oh, this is for real.
Oh, it's real, all right.
I'm scared, guys. I'm really scared.
I think it's okay to be scared. I think that's normal. I don't think any of us are prepared for what we're about to walk into. But I think we can all choose to be brave.
And you're not going into it alone.
Kolok Radar.
I'm gonna put my elbow in, because I don't know if touching your hands might make some memory come back. Oh, yeah.
I'm gonna get you some gloves.
Yeah.
Impeg sits back. Wait, what are you all doing?
Get in on this. We're the Kolok radar. It's palindromes. And we watch stuff.
Okay, I'm not touching Billy Baker's hand.
You should've.
Yeah. She knows where it's been.
You've already touched way more than that.
The group goes in. As they pull in to the town. And that is where we will end tonight's episode.
Oh, what a cliffhanger. Oh.
Thank you for listening to Kolok 1991. I cannot thank you enough for choosing to spend your valuable time in this Chop Shop Pontiac Trans Am limousine with us. Let us know you enjoy the show on social media with hashtag Kolok1991. That's K-O-L-L-O-K 1991. Until next time, passengers.
Hi, Malika here, one of the co-founders of Hyper Rabbit Power Go, here to tell you about Quip, an affordable, travel-friendly, stylish electric toothbrush. I recently got one for Zach, because sometimes he doesn't remember to brush his teeth twice a day. But now he has no excuse, because it's literally stuck to his bathroom mirror. Yay! Kissy kiss! Now go to bit.ly/hyperquip to get your first refill free. That's brush head, battery, and toothpaste. And to support Hyper's nerdy, awesome content. Brush, brush, brush your teeth. Brush them all the time. Clean, 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 clean. And now you save a dime.